Stephanie Wolliber with Salty Seas Travel Agency. Now, of course, you know Salty Seas Travel Agency. We talked all about Salty Seas Travel when we had Al Harris on, but now we've got Stephanie on board for our new segment called Take Me Away Tuesday. And I think that's just a natural fit to have you as the official sponsor for that. But Stephanie, thanks for coming in studio. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Lovely. I mean, for now, I mean, you can see you have a better picture of the skies behind us than I do. And it looks like it's about to get pretty nasty now, but it looks like there's some pretty ominous clouds behind there.
I agree. That storm looks like it's coming in from the west.
Well, we'll make sure we get you out of here before it comes pouring down in buckets. Now, tell us a story about how Salty Seas Travel Agency got started.
Oh, sure. I've been in the travel industry for over 15 years. I actually have a degree in business management / tourism, and finally left the industry and started my travel agency this past April.
So it's been just about 3 months, right?
Yes.
Thereabouts. Okay.
Yes.
So how have those first few months gone for you?
Pretty well. The reception's been great. Being a virtual travel agency, I can help, anywhere.
You've got a history in the air travel industry. How did that experience help you starting your new travel agency?
It helps tremendously because, you know, I have tidbits and, you know, tips that I can help, you know, the customers normally they wouldn't know about.
And in your time in the airline industry, at what point did you kind of think, you know what, it would be interesting to put some of these trips together for people? At what point did it strike you, maybe I should start my own travel agency?
About a year ago, actually. You know, I just finally, you know, the light bulb came on, just basically came with an idea and said, oh, I think this would be really great, something that I can start by myself.
And I would imagine there's a lot gratifying about it also, because you have people coming to you to find out, hey, where are the best deals to go to this place or that place? Or, you know, maybe sometimes people just end up stumbling upon a destination that maybe they weren't planning on going to begin with, but they see a deal come their way and there you go.
Exactly. It's not about a deal, or they just come to you and say, you know what, hey, put a trip together for me. You know, they come to mind with a budget, they want a beach or a mountain terrain and say, here, just put this trip together. They want the stress free of it all, and I have the free range of doing it all for them.
Oh, yeah, because I think anytime you talk about planning a trip, you never say, wow, I'm really looking forward to finding a flight, right? I'm really looking forward to finding a rental car once I get down to my destination and then trying to plan out my week. So it's obviously very, very nice to have somebody to take care of all that, and that's what you do.
Exactly. I can plan it all from start to finish. You know, the air, the car, the hotel, all the excursions in between. Exactly.
What kinds of trends are you noticing in the airline industry? You and I were talking just before we came on the air. What kinds of trends are you noticing since you started the travel agency?
Actually, you know, like we just said, we're noticing trends right now. There's airfare wars going on. You know, there's always deals going on throughout the weeks. You travel, you know, Tuesday through Saturdays. You know, you find some really great deals out there.
Yeah, without question. I think everybody's got their own preference as to what kind of airline they may want to go to for one reason or another. Maybe you prefer one airline over the other. You know, you and I talked about a couple different commercial lines. Fascinating. When you sit down and you talk to each individual, their different stories, their different reasons for going with a particular airline over the other. You talked about your experience with that and your history in that industry. It's crazy how that really has changed over the last 15 years. I mean, I notice a big difference flying now as opposed to 15 years ago in that it seems to be pretty thorough. You're seeing some new things pop up as well. For example, when you go to an airport now, they've got these new holographic greeters, which I think is kind of creepy, because if you're walking through the airport and all of a sudden there's just this big hologram that comes at you saying, hey, how can I direct you? And you're thinking, wait a minute, where did that come from?
Right.
And now they've got fingerprint scans and things like that. Has that made things more difficult? Has it made it more complicated? Or do you think it's made things better?
I think for the business traveler, I think it makes it better. But I think for your family who only travels once every 10 years, 12 years, I think it makes it complicated because they're not used to it.
Yeah, well, they're definitely not used to a hologram, right? Coming out and greeting them. I think that would be the scariest thing. No, I get it. It's supposed to be there for convenience. Instead of trying to figure out what sign you're looking at to send you to baggage claim or what gate you might be trying to race to, I certainly understand that. But it's a little creepy, isn't it? I mean, when I read this idea about a month ago, I thought, okay, I get it. It's supposed to be convenient, but I think that would scare the crap out of me if a hologram just popped up out of nowhere. But like you said, for a business traveler who's doing this on a daily basis, it's got to be awfully convenient.
Correct. Exactly. But yeah, the hologram is a little creepy.
Again, we're talking with Stephanie Wohlleber of Salty Seas Travel Agency. Check her out, saltyseastravelagency.com, our new sponsor for Take Me Away Tuesday. Now, every time I sit down and I talk to someone in the summertime, they tell me about this long, extravagant summertime trip they have going to a different country. What kinds of advice do you have for those who are traveling internationally?
You know, the first advice would be make sure to get all your documents, your international documents in order. You know, coming from the airline industry, too many times have we seen a family come up to the ticket counter and not have the correct documents. You know, obviously you need your passports is your number one thing, but, you know, make sure that you have your visas. If you're going to a country, you know, Brazil comes to my top of my head right now, or China, you know, you need a visa. Make sure that you have your visas. Make sure you have all those documents. And first of all, before you leave home, make sure they're with case. Make sure they're out. Make sure they're in a book that you're going to be traveling in a purse, in your carry-on luggage.
Now, I take it you traveled internationally before?
I have.
Where have you gone to?
I've been to London, I've been to Spain, I've been to France, Mallorca.
Have a favorite in there?
Mallorca was probably my favorite.
Okay. What stood out about that? Why would you point that one out above all the others?
People were friendly, beautiful blue seas, the food was fantastic. Can never forget about the food.
Okay. Well, what kinds of food is there? What was your favorite dish there?
Favorite dish. Oh my gosh. Probably seafood. I don't know if I'd have one favorite, but it was seafood related.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're around the sea, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be seafood related. There's all kinds of good stuff in there.
Exactly.
You talked about some interesting deals. Not only as far as air travel is concerned, I know that, you know, a lot of times we'll get copy points that you'll send to Barb and then Barb will send to me. And I thought, man, I wish I was going on vacation right now. You know, I guess Universal Orlando has a new water theme park now. See, when I went to Universal Orlando 2 years ago, they didn't have that. But it seems like theme parks, because there are so many that pop up and there's constant competition, that has at least to some degree driven that price down a little bit.
It has. It has. And that water park is fabulous. I've not had a chance to go there yet. It is something that I'm looking forward to doing here shortly. But it looks fabulous. And their prices are competitive right now. And it's almost, if you're from around here and listening, they're competitive to Cedar Point rates.
Which is incredible. I mean, not that we don't like Cedar Point. We love Cedar Point, especially because of its proximity. But there's something different about Universal Orlando. One of the things I always say to people when they talk about going down there, you know, it's not just the rides. You know, and the rides certainly do have a little bit of a virtual reality aspect to them, but it's so much more than that. When I went down there about a year and a half ago, I remember thinking the same thing, because I like roller coaster rides, but at 6'4", roller coaster rides aren't always made for guys my size. But I love the idea that they've got that river walk, where basically you don't have to touch a roller coaster ride, and you can still have an absolute blast with all those really nice restaurants. They've even got clubs there. They've got a theater, which, you know, Universal, right? You kind of have to have a theater there. Right. And they've got, you know, mini golf. They've got a dueling piano bar up there. There really is something for everybody in a place like that.
Oh, definitely. And especially in changing and going down the street now, Disney Springs has completely changed their game to be downtown Disney. They've completely right that area to and call now call it Disney Springs, and to compete with that Riverwalk area as well.
Yeah, and that's what you kind of have to, right? You got to keep up with the Joneses, don't you?
Exactly. You really do.